This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free to join us here if you want. We're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
We've got a toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Just tuning in, well, you've missed a lengthy conversation about how to handle a teenager who is your son or daughter who you've discovered is on some sort of substance or has been on a substance like cocaine or alcohol, one of the most dangerous drugs known to man. What do you do in that circumstance? One dad called about this earlier tonight. That's what started the whole conversation. We were going to talk about how Bernie and Trump are basically the same guy. Maybe we'll get into that if we get the chance. But a lot of people have a lot to say on this issue. What's the best way to deal with this as a parent? Is it the total crackdown method of calling the police, possibly resulting in your daughter being charged criminally or their friends being brought up on charges? Is that going to help things? Or is that going to drive your daughter further away from you and drive her into the arms of her drug-addled boyfriend? How about kicking her out of her house? That's what one guy said that he would do. How about another one where you actually help your daughter or son learn how to drink alcohol at home? Well, some parents would be willing to do that, but they're afraid. Mark, you said you're afraid of the police. You're worried that the police are going to come if you do something like that. Now, obviously, the cops aren't going to just know that you're drinking with your son at home, but if there's more young people involved, and if all the parents don't agree, that certainly could cause a situation where the police might show up unexpectedly. But if everybody does agree, if you've got cool, you know, parents who understand the harm reduction as an idea, and they want to help their kids learn responsible use of mind-altering substances, then I think it's much less likely that anyone's going to call the cops, and you'll probably have a safe night where people can, you know, be fine the next morning and everybody's okay. I think that's the best bet, where you find good parents. People get together. One set of parents is chosen as the, you know, destination for the party. Other parents can come and chaperone if they want to be there for the whole process. I think as long as there's communication, you don't have to worry about the cops getting called in. But if you want to share your thoughts here, you can still do that. By no means are those three options the only ones on the table. 855-453. How would you handle that situation as a parent discovering that your teenage son or daughter has been using some sort of substance, some sort of mind-altering, consciousness, mood-altering substance? Let's go to the phones and continue with your calls and thoughts. Tom is listening in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Bad
idea with the suggestion you just gave, and you repeated it to the parent. I was going to ask you if I heard you correctly, and you just answered that for me. No, you do not want to have parents chaperone a party for underage people, guys. Listen,
why not?
Furnishing alcohol to minors is a crime. And think about this.
Wait a minute. What if the minors bring their own alcohol?
And you're going to say, as the parent who is chaperoning this event, that you knew nothing about it? Isn't that the whole idea, that we're providing a safe atmosphere?
I mean, yeah, that's right. Well, you're saying the crime is to provide the alcohol. What if the kids bring their own alcohol? Then you didn't provide it.
You are contributing then to the delinquency of a minor. Listen, the crimes will get you. There's plenty of them on the books, and I promise.
But that requires the cops to know about it.
And you think that, and that's what I was getting to. You know, the worst part is when these kids end up doing something or having something done to them, and the police are involved through another avenue, then you're really in trouble. Because now, not only did you provide this atmosphere, which, again, you are contributing to the delinquency of minors, and along with that delinquency, oftentimes, and that's why we have these laws, other crimes occur. So say someone says, you know what, this guy inappropriately touched me, or worse. Guess what?
Or worse.
Now you're a party to that. It just gets ugly. It's just just a bad idea all around.
I don't understand. I'm not talking about a party with hundreds of people you don't know. I'm talking about parents who all would agree that this is something they want to allow to happen. So every
it sounds like a fantasy world. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't. This happened. It happened.
Oh, wait, right. I know. One time in the history of man, it's happened.
Oh, it's happened more than that. You just don't know about it.
Okay, I get it. A few kids can get together. Their parents can get together, and then things could be fine. I understand. That's your solution, and you like it. But do you understand where the caller's coming from? The things are could very easily come off of this little plan of yours. And suddenly, you guys are all party to rape.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like what you're describing would be something that might happen in some sort of party where there's no parents around whatsoever, which happens very frequently with teenagers,
yeah.
Where they'll wait till a parent leaves, and then they've got hundreds of kids at their house, some, you know, rich parent's house or whatever. They go in, they take over the whole place, trash the place. Then you've got people having sex with one another in the upstairs bedrooms, and that's where you get rape. You don't have that in a, you know, let's say there's 10 or whatever young people at somebody's house.
Provide a place, safe place for kids to have sex? I mean, if
I don't think there's anything
wrong
with that.
You know that young people are going to have sex and young people are going to drink, so why not be able to drink and have sex together?
I don't think there's anything wrong with having sex as long as it's done safely. So, yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that either. But if all the parents know that that's going on, I don't see how they could. That there's anything about rape being involved with that. Everybody's in the same room together or whatever? No, come on.
Well, Ian, you didn't have this experience in high school. I did.
You got raped?
I did not get raped in high school. No, thanks.
Okay.
I made it all the way through prison without that.
You raped somebody in high school?
I didn't rape
anybody.
Really?
What experience are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you as soon as you shut up. So I was at a party, and some girl passed out from drinking too much,
yeah.
And some guy thought it was a good idea to kiss on her. It took us a little while to come to the conclusion that this was probably not what should be happening.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of education going on.
Were there parents at that party?
No, there
weren't. Oh, I thought you said you were in that situation, so you weren't really being straightforward.
I wasn't in the situation where there were parents.
Right. That's what I'm suggesting, would be that the parents would be there and that everybody would know what was going on, not some sort of mysterious party in the woods where nobody's around to observe or be
right. Somebody sliding into the bedroom with another girl that's had too much to drink, and you know the parents are giving them privacy because you want a party where they can drink and have sex, and then whammo, you got your same problem, pal.
Okay, well, I'm not going to live my life out of fear for what might happen. To me, it's a lot more dangerous.
You're not going to live this at all, dude. You don't have a kid.
For me, it's a lot more dangerous to just simply throw caution to the wind and allow kids to just have these sex parties and, you know, drinking parties without any kind of observation.
They certainly are going to have them without observation.
You decide. Which way is it going to be? You're going to be a coward and, you know, cower and be afraid of the possibility that the police might show up at some point? Or are you going to provide a safe place for your kids to learn how to be responsible? Seems like an easy choice.
Caller.
I just wanted to let you know the criminal liability that someone would face if they were to do that. It's the same thing when I advise people about bar fights. There are plenty of people doing serious time for what's called a one-punch homicide. They get into a bar tussle with someone, a punch is thrown, and a guy falls over dead. This happens. It sounds crazy and weird and bizarre.
It happens.
But people doing serious time for this, and I tell people, look, don't involve yourself in these petty brawls when you could just walk away, forget about the dumb pride issue, and keep yourself living your life the way you want to live it. And that's all I'm saying with this. People have homes. They have lives they want to lead. They have other kids that they want to care for. And these kind of things can really put them in jeopardy. Now, I did want to say real quick before you guys move on to the next caller, as far as calling the police, I would say very bad idea. If you think about the old five-shooter Russian roulette game. Now, if you call pick up the phone and call the police, let's do that Russian roulette a little bit backwards. We're not going to take out all the bullets and put one in. We're going to take them. We're going to take one bullet out, and then we're going to spin it. Those are the odds that you have of getting somebody who's basically going to be an automaton, who's just going to follow rules. You're not going to get somebody like me, college educated, a valedictorian from the academy. And by the way, we don't stay in the field very long. We move on to detective positions and other positions in the department. So your odds of getting someone like me who's Christian, I'm going to treat your kids, your family, just like I would want to be treated. Your chances of getting somebody like me, very, very slim. You're taking a big mm-hmm. chance, but you just roll the dice with who you're going to get. And here's what can happen on that, and I'll leave you with one more horror story. You get a robot comes in and doesn't really know what to do, but he wants to err on the side of caution. abduction. So he calls Child Protective Services and says, you know what? I just don't know what's going on here. He makes a report, gets everyone's information. You get a call from Child Protective Services. They come in. They want to find out more about what's going on.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to talk to them. That's bad.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about teenagers. Specifically, if you're a parent, how do you handle finding out that your teenage daughter or son has been doing drugs? alcohol, cocaine. That was what one of our callers brought up earlier in the show, and it's really kind of pretty much propelled the entire show here as far as your calls are concerned. You can still call about anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, about 20%, how about 50%, or any percentage in between or less if you want. You get to choose the discount that you receive at Amazon when you use Bitcoin through saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Last five or six orders that I've made on Amazon, I've selected 50% off, and I've gotten them fulfilled in about a day or so. I put two up yesterday. One of them got fulfilled today. The other one I'm still waiting on at 50% off. So go and learn how to do this at saveatpurse.com. If you don't yet have Bitcoin, this is a perfect reason to get some. Saveatpurse.com.
So I've got a question here. Sitting as the only parent on the radio here in this room, I've been thinking about this situation of, you know, let's just have a party at our house with the alcohol and sex party here, and we'll watch the kids to make sure that everything's fine, including remote cameras in the bedroom or whatever the hell
That would be a violation of someone's privacy.
Okay, fine. As far as I'm concerned, there's a violation of good sense.
But yeah, the idea
proposal
would be to, it's not a violation of good sense. This is the most sensible proposal because it prevents kids from having their own party on their own time without any supervision whatsoever.
Ask a question? My question is, and I'm talking about parties of 20 kids plus. Has any one of these...
I don't think that's where you learn responsible drinking.
Either. These are the ones I'm... So you're not talking about that. And that's one of the things you have not communicated very well here.
I did in the last segment.
A handful of kids, you know, five or six kids or something like that, that's probably
something manageable.
I got it.
Right.
So I'm asking... I've got a question. Has anything positive ever come from a party of underage kids that's 20 kids plus?
Generally not, I would say. Let's go to Tom listening in Baltimore. You were trying to give us a little bit of more, a few extra thoughts there, and you got basically unceremoniously cut off. Go ahead, Tom.
Not a problem. Yeah, just to finish up, if Child Protective Services is contacted, they can appoint what's called a guardian at litem, which is an attorney for the child. Another nightmare. If you have younger children, they're going to look at your younger kids and your relationship. But then, by the way, the guy who called, and I commend him for calling and getting advice, and I'm glad he did, I would posit that I could charge him right now with a crime, with neglect, with child neglect, because I can almost promise you that he did not take that child for a talk screen and to be monitored by a competent medical professional, a doctor. That's child neglect, and I can make a case for that 7 days a week. So,
you're supposed to take a kid for a talk screen if they show up drunk on your doorstep?
Well, he indicated that, according to him, that it was his belief she had unknown substances, a poison, to wit, cocaine, of unknown quantities that she had ingested and that she was severely affected by that, if I heard him correctly.
Cocaine's not a poison. It's a medical drug.
Yeah, well, you should take enough of it, it'll kill you. That makes it a poison.
Exactly. And certainly you don't take it, and it's not used for medical purposes in the way that he had suspected she had used it. So absolutely, like I said, I could make a case 7 days a week, easily. So he's already committed that crime.
Not that you want to, right?
Oh, no, listen.
Right, no, he's an ex-cop.
I know.
I'm a parent, too. I would understand, and I'm just telling you where things like this can go and where they have gone before. So you do not want to get someone there who's simply going to be an automated machine calling people, charging you, and putting you through the system because they feel like, and a lot of them do, you know what, if I'm not sure, I better err on the side of caution, and I'm going to make sure my butt's covered, and they're not so much thinking about how it's going to affect your family. And as far as tracking these folks down, listen, I get the urge. I would want to put my foot up someone's rear end as well, but every minute that you spend away from being with your daughter and working on that situation is a minute, really, that's wasted. Let's face it. You know, we could live in a few daughter's not
just like him
properly.
Right, that's why I said that it's an internal problem with the family. Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it. You know, you're not paying enough attention to your kids or whatever the issue is. You're driving them out. You're driving them to drink. You're driving.
No one's paying attention to me, and I'm not running around doing coke. The daughter's responsible.
You
for
were
actions.
Doing coke at her age,
yeah,
weren't
I was.
You?
Yeah. At her
so what
age.
Are you talking about?
I don't consider it my parents' fault.
I see.
It's not, I mean, you can't, okay, you can't blame everything on the parents. That's the easy
I'm not
out.
Blaming everything on the parents, but there's
that
no
girl
doubt.
Has her life to worry if about, she chooses not to.
If she had a better relationship with her dad, she would have been able to talk to him about her problems and whatever it was that was going on. She didn't do that.
Sometimes you just want to do coke, right? I mean, that's not necessarily a problem. It's that she's not behaving the way that he wants. That's essentially how where the problem comes in here.
Let's continue here. Karen is on the line listening in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Karen.
Hi. Good evening.
Hey there.
I smoked pot in the first time I smoked pot was in junior high, and I felt so bad, so guilty. I went and told my mom, and she promised not to tell my dad, and then she turned around and told him. My dad was very abusive.
Oh, no.
And it turned my regret and, you know, oh, I did bad into the complete opposite. And I just went straight forward as fast as I could and didn't stop drinking or doing drugs until I was 35.
So your parents' lack of compassion drove you even further into dangerous behavior?
That is correct.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks, Karen, for sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, what about, and you've got the issue of children born into families who are addicted. You know, that's another issue right there. That's a problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
Letting kids drink in your home, kids like to brag. You know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Loose lips.
With somebody underage. A sex offense crime?
What's the question?
Somebody who has sex with another person who is under the legal age, they get charged with...
That can happen. Yeah, that's called statutory rape. And
depends on the ages, depends on the state.
There's different ages in different states. I mean, the idea would have been right. That if we were talking about a high school party, that we're probably talking about people who are generally the same age if we're talking about something that's happening at a parent's house, as I was suggesting. Thanks, Karen, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-453. By the way, the laws are obviously different in every state, but in New Hampshire, it's only a misdemeanor if somebody is caught contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So, you know, there might not even be any jail time involved in that. Really, the fear, I think, is completely blown out of proportion here. This, especially if everybody agrees and everybody consents on all sides. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here via Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We are talking about an issue brought up by one of our callers earlier tonight, how to handle a situation with a teenage son or daughter who is caught drinking or doing cocaine or something else that you purportedly don't want them to do. And, of course, I suggested the harm reduction approach, which makes people nervous because it does require parents to take a little bit of risk for their kids. But if your kids aren't worth taking a little bit of risk for, then why are you being a parent if you're not willing to put something on the line for your kids? And so I say if your actions of allowing them to have their party in your home with supervision at a small level, I didn't mean like some massive party, just of close friends kind of thing, then, you know, if you allow that to happen, you could save them from getting in a DUI or possible car wreck or being raped or whatever. All of those things can be avoided through having safe consumption of mind-altering substances in a parent's home with supervision, with chaperones. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion. But you can share your thoughts here as well. 855-450-FREE. So you either take the risk or you let your kids take the risk and let them, you know, go out there into the wild and then see what happens. Maybe they'll roll the dice and end up okay, or maybe they'll end up in a hospital bed or worse. Let's go to the phones and the fun. First up, we got Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Jeff.
The plant drunk where I used to work got his start because his father said, if you're going to drink, you drink at home. So he did, and he ended up like that. Now,
well, nothing's perfect.
right. Well,
I wonder if he would have ended up a drunk if he didn't do that.
Okay. So food is related to this. someone quoted Arnold there. It said, meat is a poison and alcohol is the antidote. If people aren't on a balanced diet, they might be more likely to get involved with problems like drugs and alcohol.
Probably true.
So that's a thing to consider, you know, because, well, with drugs, for example, drugs are alkaline, and maybe people are living on a one-sided meat diet. Well, meat is acid, and so are certain other foods. So they're trying to medicate themselves with the drugs because they're not eating enough vegetables. See? So that's a consideration.
I've never heard this before.
I haven't either, but I'm reticent to just dismiss it.
Usually I just want to drink because it affects my state of consciousness.
Yeah, but it's not like vegetables are your primary form of nutrition either. You know, you
I got a salad in there right now.
That's excellent. I'm glad you consume like one every other day or something, right?
Not even that. No.
Yeah, okay. Because.
Usually I'm too lazy to go buy the food.
My wife says things like this, and I tend to poo-poo her, and then I'm generally wrong at some point. Or at least she'll present me with some kind of information, or, you know, I'll experience something where it's like, maybe I should rethink that. So I do think vegetables are a solution to a lot, and I'm willing to go ahead and say that there's little harm and consuming more vegetables.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. James is listening in Missouri. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you taking
Welcome.
My call. First-time
yes, sir.
Caller, I want to say before I forget, just thank you for your show. I just found it recently.
Hey, right on.
It's awesome. I really appreciate it. I was going to ask you about activism, but I got to chime in on this other deal, man. I've got a ton of experience with this. I'm a 55-year-old father of two teenage boys. I grew up in a home with a psychiatrist father who smoked dope with his kids. I became an alcoholic. I got sober a week before my first son was born, and neither of my kids grew up in a home where I drank. Okay? They both drank and smoke pot. They still smoke pot, you know, and they're in their 20s. And I did every drug imaginable, like Mark. But I want to, you hit on something, Ian, just barely. What is the number one reason teenagers get harmed? It's car wrecks and alcohol. Mm. And I got to tell you, I agree about the police thing. And I'll tell you, in Missouri, it's a bad freaking deal if you're caught giving liquor to kids. But mm-hmm. I totally agree with Ian on this deal. We had a friend who had a little guest house. And at our house, and it, primarily the parties were at his house because he had this cool pad. He had a lot of dough. The kids would go there, but Peter was a good friend of mine, and we had a rule, and the other parents were like, look, if you come to this house, you will be allowed to drink, but your keys will be given to the parent, and you are not allowed to leave. Period in the story. It was about keeping our kids safe, and there are risks. And our concern was, look, there's a risk with the police, as you said, but our concern, the biggest risk that children die is from driving and drinking. And we have
absolutely
something to avoid that. And that's my take on it, man.
Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and feel free to call us any old time. Oh, wait, there was a second point you wanted to make, though, right? There was an actual reason for your call besides that?
Well, I was originally going to ask you about, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic, recovering liberal Democrat, turned business owner, conservative Republican.
That can change people's minds.
Oh, man, let me tell you. Yeah, I mean, my old boss said, hell, you'll be a Republican in 3 years of owning your own restaurant. And I tell people, it took me about 3 months to deal with bureaucracy. Okay. I mean, seriously, I got horror stories about government
I bet you do. It's on the radio, so next
call
time you
next
call,
week.
You'll have to tell us the story then. It would have been interesting. Maybe he'll call us back another time. Can't say the S word, sorry.
There are people that make it through being a business owner and they're still Democrats.
Yeah.
And for instance, the guy who I worked for from the time I was 12 to the time I was 18.
A comic book store?
At the comic book store, yeah. Magazine store, gaming store, that kind of thing. Still a diehard Democrat. I do love to rib him. He has his own radio program, Henry
Lane. He's still doing it.
Yeah. I think off and on. I'm not entirely sure. I can't speak to it. I'd love to rib him about, hey, look, child labor laws, pal. Because...
Hey, you got paid in trade, not a job.
Right in the from the time I was 12 to the time I was 15, but then after that I was working. You know, he followed the rules after 15, mm-hmm. but there's probably something that you certainly could get them on now if you couldn't get them on back in 1984 or whatever this was.
But you're a better person because you had that job, aren't you?
I believe that. I believe that strongly. I believe that you learn far more by having a job as a kid than you do by going to high school.
Yep.
I don't use much of that stuff that I learned.
You're less likely to party as hard if you got to be up at 8 in the morning to open up a place, you know, place of business. Not saying people won't do it, but it's less likely.
Right. If anybody's going to do it, a kid's going to do it. But, at the very least, let's hope it's something they think about.
I know that's what I was doing. I was working. I could have gone to more parties when I was a teenager, but I'd rather work because I got paid for that. And you can share your thoughts here. Toll-free number, 855-453. Jose in Jacksonville, Alabama. There's a bunch of Jacksonvilles out there. Go ahead, Jose. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. Great show, guys.
Thanks.
And I'm going to change the subject a little
sure.
bit or quite a bit, even though I can address the subject because I was a single dad with three teenagers. But my main call right now, and I'll talk about the teenagers and the drinking afterwards if you want me to as an experienced single dad, but I want to address the issue of children born to Americans abroad and what every American is required to do by law under those circumstances, including Mr. Ted Cruz's mom, okay? And anyone that's listening in, including you guys there, you can check out do a Google on birth abroad, travel state, U.S. Department of State. Birth abroad, travel state, U.S. Department of State. Now, I think we're all in agreement that we have a great constitution, but that additional federal laws are legislated and signed into law to enforce and extend the U.S. Constitution, as is the case with the Second Amendment issues.
I want to hear about your experience, Jose. Stand by. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show here and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there for $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us when you do so. That's money that we can spend to invest into Free Talk Live, to promote the show, to get on more radio stations, more internet listeners, bring them on board, and also expand the show around the globe via satellite signal. We can do all of that with your support, and it's critical that you help us out. If you like Free Talk Live, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You guys make all the difference. It's the Free Talk Live amplifiers are the reason why we're on over 160 radio stations today. And so thanks to listeners like you for stepping up at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only the AMP-only Facebook group. That's sort of the new AMP forum. A lot of people are active on the AMP-only Facebook group. It is super popular. One of the most popular groups, the busiest groups that I'm involved in. There's always something fresh there every single day, and it's thanks to listeners like you. So, again, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Jose is on the line in Alabama talking about the difficulty, I imagine, of giving birth to a child outside of the United States, but being so-called U.S. citizens at the time when the birth happens outside of the U.S. Is that right, Jose?
That's correct. And there's been some changes recently since the Department of Homeland Security took this over. But back when Mr. Ted Cruz was born in Canada, and up to recently, because the Department of Homeland Security is rather recent in our history, the parent, the American parent or parents of a child born abroad are required to register that birth at a U.S. embassy or its consulate. So that would be in Canada. And then they would get, if you look at the site that I gave you, did a search for this, they would receive a consular report of birth abroad. It's a form FS-240, and it's called a CRBA. must be obtained before age 18. Mr. Cruz left Canada at age 4. Back in the 70s, if you remember, if you were around, I don't know your guys' age, but when I was in the 60s, we could go in and out of Mexico, in and out of Canada without any passport, okay?
Right.
Now,
man, I wish it was that way these days.
Right, exactly. But the problem that brings is that the law that controls all of this requires that a U.S. citizen born abroad must enter the United States for the first time ever utilizing an American passport. So you get the complexity of this?
A citizen born abroad must, one more time?
Enter, must have a U.S. passport because he's got dual citizenship. But he cannot, a child born abroad cannot enter the United States on the foreign country's passport. He must enter with an American-issued passport. Okay? Now, as a child, sometimes depending on what age, and I can't tell you what, you can be photographed with your mother or your dad and be on in their passport. Okay? But again, back in those days, there was no requirement for passports. So how did Mr. Cruz enter the United States? Did he use a passport or not? Most likely not. Did his parents, his mother, because the father was Cuban, and I'm of Cuban, I'm a former Cuban refugee, so I know a little bit about this. So the mother had to have gone and gotten this CRBA or Form FS-240. Because failure to do so, and I'm quoting from that site that I told you to search, may cause problems for the parents and the child, one, establishing U.S. citizenship, and number two, rights, and that would include voting rights and benefits, including entrance into the United States. Okay, now I have a law here, 8 U.S.C. 1452, and I believe that's the one where it now has been taken over by Homeland Security, USCIS.gov, where after 18, you may apply for a citizenship, let's see, a certificate of citizenship. But let's just theorize.
Where is this going? I got to say, all this, you know, labyrinthine bureaucracy is a little bit bewildering to me. So where are you going with all this?
This is where I was going right now. If Mr. Cruz was not registered at a U.S. embassy or consulate, and he was never issued this certificate, okay, he's a Canadian citizen who may have entered the United States unlawfully and participated in federal American elections without being a U.S. citizen, and then held an office without being a U.S. citizen. Because
I appreciate you bringing it up, but I mean, there's a lot of lawyers that have looked this over, and you know, they declare him as legit.
Yeah, you would think somebody would have challenged this by now.
They're looking at natural-born citizen as is stated in the Constitution. But remember what I prefaced this, that there are laws that are passed to enforce aspects of the Constitution, and I gave you the example of the Second Amendment, the freedom of
the arms. I got it.
Okay.
So the law you quoted said that you may have trouble, and having trouble doesn't mean that he's no longer a U.S. citizen. It just means that he's might have trouble. So that doesn't affect his natural-born citizenship because he hasn't had trouble.
Well,
so are you saying he should be disqualified from running for president?
Of course he's saying that.
Well, think about this, yes, but think about this. In many states now, you're required to have an ID to vote, right?
But yeah,
if you're a candidate running for any office that requires U.S. citizenship, who do you show your ID to? What ID?
Well, usually you have to show ID to register to vote in a lot of places, so he probably has an ID.
But if you're a candidate.
You generally can't be a candidate without registering to vote. I see what you're saying. You could be a candidate in other states without registering to vote there. I don't know, man. It just seems like a lot, much ado about nothing.
Clearly, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, the Obama thing's handled or whatever.
Right. I mean, there's this big thing about Obama not being a citizen, and people have been freaking out about that.
His birth certificate didn't look anything like my birth certificate.
Close to a decade, and that didn't really get anywhere, right? So, like, why bother spending so much time on it?
But it mattered a lot with Obama, but it doesn't matter with Cruz. Why? Because he's a white...
No, I would say it doesn't matter either way. I would say it doesn't matter either way. Look, nobody is going to get anything done about this from complaining and calling talk radio. You know, it might be an interesting conspiracy theory, but...
Well, it's already been in court here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the first primary. It's been challenged here in New Hampshire. It was tossed out. They did the same thing with Obama, and it was tossed out. I mean, I think that this is settled law at this point.
I think there's a lot of other things that someone should focus on about these candidates rather than whether or not they got paperwork filled out correctly. And, you know, one of the things you could focus on is whether or not they want to control your life. And they do. All of them want to tell you how to live. All of them want to make the government larger, more oppressive, more expensive than ever. That's what concerns me. Jose, thanks for your call. Jamie is on the line in North Florida. And if we get the chance, maybe tomorrow night we'll talk about Trump and Sanders and how they're basically the same guy, according to Daily Caller. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey there. I wanted to comment on Mark and the whole teenage problem. And I guess I can address this from the viewpoint of them having three teenagers, 16, 17, and 18.
And, okay, sure. My, oh, my.
16-year-old, he's kind of a gamer and oblivious. 17-year-old has gotten caught with pot a couple times. The 18-year-old doesn't want to have anything to do with anything, but we don't make a big deal out of it at our house. Neither our kid's dad or me is a big... we don't drink much. We don't smoke. I've never been a partier. So the thing I wanted to get across to Mark is that he's, like, way overreacting because you can react all you want, but the basic problem here is that your kid is missing something in that they feel a need to go out and get cocaine. Because I can guarantee you, if they're doing cocaine, that's not their first rodeo. And I feel like
probably not.
Probably needs some therapy.
Therapy couldn't
That's
hurt. By the way, I'd like to point out this is Mark the caller.
Yeah, she's referring to a caller from the first hour who called with a teenage daughter who'd done some cocaine and some alcohol. But, you know, I mean, I guess you could force them into therapy, but is it really worth it if they're not wanting to go?
Well, the other part I think that's a start because obviously they have some dysfunction going on.
That's probably true. That's probably the case. Jamie, we're out of time. Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night online between now and then at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.